You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Twin Flames Live with Mary Miller.
Mary Miller.
Live from Facebook.com/Worker of Light Spiritual.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Twin Flames Live
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer. I've been a tarot reader for well over 10 years now, and I also am certified in over a dozen different modalities from Reiki, numerology, astrology, but I always come back to say I am simply a channel of spirit, and I bring messages and healing for those who find me. And so I always start out with a message for the collective. And this is energy just to be aware of over the next 7 days, over the next week, whenever you're listening or watching this. And as we are going across the rest of the week, I'm seeing a lot of twos. There is going to be a mix of needing to balance priorities, a lot of things happening at once, and also making plans for the future, particularly with other people as well. There is a huge need for balance coming in the next 7 days. Don't be afraid to ask for help if you're getting overwhelmed. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know what's going to happen 5 years from now, because you don't. But what is happening is that as you are finding balance in your everyday life, you are creating even more balance in the future. So if you have plans, or if you have something that you've been working on over the past couple of weeks, you are continuing to build that. And it still needs time to take shape. But it's coming. It's coming. It's taking shape. And you have people on your side. And so the people who are supporting you bring you a good balance from your weaknesses. So it's somebody that can really help elevate you to help reach your goals. And again, I'm just seeing twos everywhere. So really step into your relationships over the next 7 days as well. Romance, family, friends. If you have the opportunity, spend some time with your loved ones and use that time to build something worth lasting. Also, if you are continuing on your, if you want to take your relationship the next step forward, or if you have fears or anxiety about what that may look like, and it could be a job opportunity as well. It doesn't just have to be romance. The underlying security is fear. And that is okay that we have fear. That is okay that when we face the unknown, it puts us in a position of where we like the comfort zone. But it's time to walk away from the comfort zone. So whatever the spirit insecurity, that negative voice in your head that's keeping you from creating balance, from having a hopeful future, or not going after the things that you want, you can embrace that, embrace the fear, embrace the insecurity, and so you can finally let it go. You have to embrace it in order to figure out you need to let it go. So I hope that message reaches who it needs to. And so we're going to jump into our caller today. And we have Amanda from Texas. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you, Amanda?
I'm doing all right. I had a good day today.
Oh, fabulous. I love to hear that. So since you're having a good day, I hope I can bring even more good news. So what type of questions do you have?
I'm just needing a general reading.
Just a general reading? Okay. So
yes.
On top of everything, it seems like you're bouncing back and forth between two questions. So we can start with a general, but I'm gonna say that we're probably going to step into the questions themselves.
Okay.
All right. So I'm seeing heartbreak and some conflict. I'm also seeing a lot of emotion. So there, between the heartbreak and between the emotion, what is your current relationship status?
Oh, partnered up.
You're partnered up? Okay.
Yeah, so for the past 11 years.
Okay. So I am seeing conflict, though, and I am seeing heartbreak in this trying to hold on. So since this, it doesn't seem related to this, do you have any children? Do you have a son or a brother that's younger than you? Okay, you do. It's son.
I do.
How is he currently doing?
Which one, my son or my brother?
Your son.
My son, well, he feels like he needs to, guide people, and he has a new baby girl on the way mm-hmm. in December. So he feels like he needs to be a leader, and he may also be struggling mentally at some, spiritually at some points where other people don't understand him.
Yeah. And I know, because this is a reading about you and I see your son coming up, do you want me to continue on focusing on the messages that are coming in for your son and for your family?
Family.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. I just didn't want the reading to be taken over. So with your son, there is definitely a feeling of not really mentor turmoil, but disappointment almost. Like something didn't work out how he wanted. And while they may be like having this newness in the family, all these incredible things coming his way, there's still like, I am so focused on what went wrong. I can't see what I have coming for me. And So while he's in that stage, though, it does seem like it's kind of like just not based really in reality. It is that mental of feeling trapped, not feeling heard. There could be some fears about work as well, or not providing enough, fears about the birth process going well, any complications. So it seems like there is a lot of fear of like, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to do this? Is a child going to be healthy? However, even though there's all of these fears, there is absolute success coming forward and a rebalancing happening. Now, it is going to take a little bit of patience and a little bit of strength, what kind of someone to tell him that he needs to pull himself up by his bootstraps and kind of get kicked back into moving, because he's stuck in fear. The fear is not based in reality, and he does need a little bit of a push in order to break out of his mind to be present, more present within this whole life, because there is a lot of opportunities for happiness to grow and to just build. But sometimes it's hard to get out of your own mind. So if you're in the position to give him a little kick to be like, hey, it's going to be okay. Stop thinking like this. Yeah. Let's work together. That will help him take a next step forward and be like, oh, okay, this is going to be okay.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So
yes,
that's.
You. If you see the, new baby being born healthy and everything.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick look. So it seems like, has it been a complicated pregnancy so far? Has there been some issues either? Oh.
Before
has there unfortunately like possibly miscarriages before, or just a hard, very hard pregnancy?
Probably hard pregnancy.
Yeah. So I see that. Okay. So, I do see, I am not a medical professional. So of course you take your own intuition and go to medical professionals. There seems like, the wife and the mother, she may have been experienced a lot of bloating and water retention. And so, there may be some concerns with fluid as the baby is being born and whatnot. Okay. Nothing serious, something that absolutely be worked on. But that's just a little bit underneath. Overall, it seems like there is great care, medical care, and being watched over. But in the present moment, there is a lot of guards up because it's been so hard. And it kind of feels like the mother, she's walking ahead almost a little bit alone because the father, your son, is he's kind of stuck in that fear too. So it would be awesome if they come together because they're both struggling in different ways, but come together to be a support system, not having to have the answers, not needing to know what comes next, but say, hey, we are in this together. So while there may be just some minor complication things or that could happen, but absolutely there's going to be the care in needed around her complications arise. It seems like the overall birthing process may come fairly quickly. So like if her water breaks, she's probably not going to be in labor very long. It's going to be kind of quick. But
that's what I bought too.
Everything is there's going to be some times where there is some fear and decision of like, oh, okay, what do we do? Something may happen suddenly. Of course, that happens in birth, right? Even though it's like a long process, it happens suddenly. Just remember that if the medical professional does come in to give advice, just trust them. Okay. Of course, always have bodily autonomy. Going to take a little bit more time. Things are going to happen quickly. So that quick birth, but overall, it seems like outside of that mental fear, the child is going to be well loved.
That's right. She already is.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely going to be wrapped up in like the softest blankets, even within the first hour. So it's been hard. I absolutely see that it's been hard. It's been challenge. It's been a lot of fear facing, but celebration coming. Okay. So just besides that, that little bit of hint of fluid, just the water retention, bloating, everything seems nice, clear, and it's going to happen quick when it is time.
Wonderful.
Okay, so I'm just going to get one last card. We have a few seconds left, so I'm going to get one last card for you. So for you, Amanda, balance is coming your way after a little bit of period of fighting. So just allow yourself to step up because you are being the matriarch kind of the family, and you stepping in is going to help create a better, comfortable place for this new addition.